Then there's Amazon.com Inc. The giant online retailer has already made life miserable for drugstores by selling beauty products and over-the-counter cold remedies at rock-bottom prices. Now, after buying online pharmacy, PillPack, for about $1 billion last June, Amazon may be poised to undercut their prescription business. It is the toughest environment I've ever seen for pharmacies, says Goldman Sachs analyst Robert Jones, who cut Walgreens to a sell rating in December. The core business is declining very rapidly. Perhaps most troubling, insurers are pitting pharmacy chains against one another as they seek to lock in low prescription costs. In the past, if a health plan left a major chain out of its network, it risked alienating members who may have fewer pharmacies nearby. Now, there's no such reluctance. With around 60,000 drugstores crowding American street corners, insurers can drop one of the two big chains without inconveniencing many consumers. There are 9,560 Walgreens stores in the U.S., competing with 9,800 CVS locations and 22,000 community pharmacies. Then there are the pharmacies tucked inside food stores and big box discounters, such as Walmart. Those players are often willing to offer lower prescription prices to get shoppers through the door. These days, nobody cares whether you have Walgreens in the network, says Michael Rhea, founder of RX Savings Solutions, which has an app that helps patients find the best prices. It is the same drug everywhere you go, and people don't want to pay a premium because it has Walgreens on the bottle or CVS on the bottle.